Endoscopy de Patient Sally Thompson, posted me Sally, S-A-L-L-Y-E, Sally, S-A-L-L-Y-E, Sally, last name Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, Thompson, date of birth June 22, 1955, date of service May 6-2024, procedure esophageal gastroendoscopy biopsies. The reference position is Dr. Galvez Miles, G-A-L-V-E-Z-M-Y-L-E-S, procedure esophageal gastroendoscopy biopsies. Indication, document healing of previously noted anastomotic gastric ulcer, period, descriptable PQPD, so induced advanced admission to the gastric remnant, period, afferent and efferent loops were intubated and examined, except for erythema at the anastomotic site. The examination, this part of the examination appeared unremarkable, period, biopsies were print from the erythematous area at the anastomotic site, period, previously noted ulcer has healed, period, the scope was withdrawn into the gastric remnant, which appeared to be unremarkable, period. Retroflexy was obtained of the cardia. This was unremarkable, period. Random was obtained from the body / remnant of the stomach to check for Helicobacter infection, period. The GE junction was carefully examined. This was characterized by an irregular C- lionic. Biopsies obtained in the distal esophagus to check for short-term Barrett's esophagus, period. Scope was withdrawn while carefully examining the entire length of the esophagus. This was unremarkable, period. Random biopsy obtained from proximal and mid esophagus rule out eosinophilic esophagitis as a cause of a dysphagia. New paragraph impression. Surgical changes as described above, period. Non-specific erythema in the anastomotic area, period. Previously noted anastomotic ulcer has completely healed, period. Slightly they go 3-line, period. Otherwise, unremarkable examination. Next paragraph. Plan review pathology, period. Avoid non-steroidal anti-arthritic, anti-arthritic precautions. Next number. Decrease Nexium, NEX-IUM, Nexium to 40 milligrams every morning before food. Maximum follow-up office is 2 weeks. End of dictation. Transcriptionist, please add one more indication. Indication number 2, history of dysphagia. Thank you.